Welcome, friends, to a gathering of hearts and minds. On this February 25th, 2024, we are delighted to welcome guest speaker Mitzi Rusk, who will share insights on unity connections. Today, we explore the profound bonds that unite us, delving into how our spiritual connections can uplift, heal, and inspire both our community and the world at large. Join us as we journey through the power of unity, discovering the strength and beauty in our interconnectedness.
God works in magical and mysterious ways. Jen had no idea that that song was what we used to play at the beginning of our services in Nacogdoches. And y'all bear with me, the tears are really joyful. So regards to that, y'all smile at me and just know that my heart is so full this morning. As I prepared for even to guide you in meditation, sometimes I just felt the emotion coming. And so that's what you'll hear from me this morning. And, you know, it may happen again. That's okay. In our meditation this morning, I'd like to take you on a journey to the Peace Chapel. The Peace Chapel at Unity Village, our sacred campus. I've put before you a small picture of what the wall looks like in the Peace Chapel, the blue and the small words there. But I'd like you to join me on that journey. You find yourself on the sacred campus of Unity Village. There's plenty of parking nearby. The sidewalk continues between the famous tower and the Charles and Myrtle Fillmore Chapel. As you approach the door, it's open. The door is always open 24 hours a day. No one is restricted from coming to the Peace Chapel. As you enter, you feel the soft carpet under your feet. You notice the stained glass on the left side of the room. The bright shadows from the stained glass are reflected as a rainbow on the wall on the right-hand side. You see some comfortable chairs before you, and you choose one to be seated as you are now. See yourself becoming comfortable there. During meditation time, some recommend that you maybe place your hands in front of you, palms up. One of my favorite positions is to have one on my heart and one on my hara. But however you can be comfortable in that chair in the Peace Chapel is yours to do. Let's breathe for a moment. The exhale lets us depart from wherever we've been before we are gathering here today. And on every in-breath, we are willing and open to accept newness, new life, new healing, and growth. This is a place we come for healing. I ask you to hold our beloved Reverend Judith in prayer this morning for healing. We see her making accelerated progress on her way back to us. As well as embrace healing for yourselves, for others in your family or your community at this time. Whatever comes to you in mind, physically there at the Peace Chapel, is yours to do. Find your breath. Follow that as you gaze forward and see the wall colored a beautiful sky blue with those three words, peace, be still. Peace, be still. You feel the resonance of so many who have come to the Peace Chapel in silent unity before you. And one of our connections is that peace and that prayer energy radiates to us here today. In a prayer by Lowell Fillmore and God Everywhere, we follow along with these thoughts. I greet the presence and power of God here. Through the activity of the Christ mind, all the earth is unified in God's goodness. In the unity of the Christ Spirit, all people are one in God's love. The magic working power of God's love is dissolving all discord in the world. The light of Christ's truth is breaking upon the whole world, revealing the love of God in every heart. All people are one in spirit, and peace and harmony fill the land. I am ready to express God's love now. I shall not wait for others to act first. There is but one presence and one power in the universe. This presence and power is God, the good creator of all things. Let's stay just another moment in the Peace Chapel. Let yourself feel the sweet energy around you. Just imagine the continuous prayer energies coming from many, many years past and many yet to come. As you follow your breath, allow yourself to soak in the love of this moment. Then when you're ready, join me and return to our present space together here at Tyler Unity. As Essie introduced me this morning to our talk, I came up with Unity Connections. I enjoy making connections and networking and wanted you to feel a more connected part of Unity Tyler, Unity Village, and our mission beyond. We really have a lot of things to be thankful for and appreciative. But I think it's appropriate to start maybe with the Silent Unity Prayer Ministry. As the light is always on, and it began over 100 years ago. I feel those prayers at Unity Village and when I'm here with you in Tyler. Many years ago, Giles and I went at a time when the publishing department was cleaning the storehouse of excess publications. They told us we could take what we wanted and share with Unity Tyler. It was our good fortune to receive copies of Prayer Works. I have one over there. I'll just show it to you now. You may have seen it. But it's a book that was published by Unity Village, and it's one that here again was given to us to share. And it tells true stories of answered prayer by Rosemary Ellen Gilley. So today, I give you two opportunities. There are several copies on the front entry bookcase today. And if you've not previously gotten a copy, I welcome you to take one home with you. Another opportunity is that you can call Silent Unity, the 1-800-NOW-PRAY. I know we talk about this all the time, but I think it's good for us to hear that and just know the real connections that we have from Tyler and the village and beyond. Or you can go to the website, the unity.org website, or the Be Unity app out there for prayer. I cherish that we have prayer partners to hear our requests. In a recent communication with Jim Blake, our CEO at Unity Village, he encourages us to collectively reframe our perspective and vision for our movement. Millions of people are being served by Unity Worldwide Headquarters in the forms of products, resources, and teachings. And he's asking us to change the old narrative that Unity is the best-kept secret. Even I have said this. You may have heard me say it. But we know that words have power. And these words no longer serve us. It's time for us to shift our collective consciousness to acknowledge our growth and success. In spite of challenges, our unity movement remains the world's largest New Thought tradition. 100 years of daily word. I'm still choosing to get the printed copy, and when mine came in the mail, I noticed that this anniversary proclamation is on there. So that's quite an accomplishment. The daily word has been published, as you may know, in languages and goes all over the world for us and for many others. And something that I do know is that we have many subscribers that have never attended a Unity church, and we are helping to reach them And it is still changing their lives even without having the gathering presence that you have today. One of the changes is that we have fewer print subscribers of the Daily Word, but we have thousands more who are choosing to receive it by email and in a digital form. We have fewer people calling Silent Unity Line, but we have thousands more who are submitting their prayer requests through our website, social media, and the Be Unity app. Unity.org drew over 4 million users last year, and this is really new news. I just found this out, that our largest group is 25 to 44-year-olds. And many of y'all that have been here for a while, this is awesome news. And so we just celebrate this. They've been working on this renewal for a long time, and they are now, you know, seeing some of those benefits. So our youth, as we know, is essential to our growth, and what an opportunity. Other exciting new news. Our very own Unity magazine will be joined by Spirituality and Health magazine. It will be a new channel to let more people know about our Unity movement and what we have to offer. Unity magazine will automatically double its number of subscribers when we combine them this summer. This will increase our exposure to over 800,000 new friends. So we're grateful for that connection and opportunity. Jim Blake continues, we're producing outreach booklets. You may see some of them in Sherry's bookstore and in the entryway here. But they are specifically for use in our community. They design and publish these with us in mind. They're about things like recovery, grief, and caregiving, the LGBTQIA+ community, and Black history. The Lent and Advent books are still the most popular. One thing I appreciate hearing as I've made so many trips to what I call Unity Village are the words sacred campus. I've been looking for something that might resonate with you and other people I talk to about Unity in general. And I've often referred to Unity Village as an ever-evolving, sustainable spiritual community. I love that phrase, but it is a mouthful. So I think for us to simply just be aware that the village is our sacred campus kind of gives us a very simple but loving and special grasp of that place for our headquarters. Again, words have power. Every weekend, the village is packed between April and November. The number of sacred ceremonies has also increased. Weddings are extremely popular. And I wonder how many will return year after year for their anniversaries. It really could happen. I've been there many times to see weddings of other people. For the first time in years, we have now come into some really momentous projects. The new sacred labyrinth that I think most of you have heard about opened last year. And there's a $9 million remodel of the event center that should be ready before the year ends, is what I've heard. It's the old activity center reimagined. Our one-of-a-kind 1,200 beautiful acres at Unity Village requires millions of dollars each year to maintain. And I want to thank you collectively for absolutely being generous donors at Tyler Unity Center. Because Tyler Unity Centers takes your monies, and in turn, they do tithe. And we tithe to Silent Unity Prayer to help with the mission in transforming lives through those resources. It's one of the ways we grow the movement as a whole. Now I'd like to shift and tell you about a really sweet personal experience of mine. I found a very special connection through Unity. Many years ago, Giles expressed interest in our going to Israel. It wasn't long until Reverend Howard Caesar, his wife Diane, Mary Mann and Morrissey, and her husband Joseph put together a trip. We could hardly contain our excitement. People signed up from all over America. There were about 43 of us that were able to make the list. Mary Morrissey guided us on a conference call before we left, and she gave some tidbits about, oh, you might pack this and don't bring that. And for people like me who had never been on such a trip, it was really helpful to hear that. And she gave us some other travel tips, which, you know, you would expect, and that was great. But before she ended the call, she said, you will have a special experience on this trip. You can count on it. And I knew something of her, and I knew something of her reputation, and I knew she would stand by what she said. She went on to say, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to happen on the trip. She said, for some people, it happens after they return home, and they have the chance to put this special experience in perspective. So, you know, I hung up the phone and probably worked on my travel list. I probably didn't focus much on what she said, but that is what she told us. So as the trip came and we went, as you can imagine, it was truly a wonderful experience. I mean, can you imagine being with two Unity ministers and their spouses on a trip, and then everybody on the bus was from Unity or Unity like-minded from somewhere in the States? It was just a glorious experience. But we had the opportunity to be baptized in the Jordan River. And it was just such a special experience. I promise you, I'm not making this up. Just as beautiful as you see the sun coming into this room today. We were in what appeared to me to be a somewhat natural amphitheater of some limestone that you could easily walk down to the river. And there, Reverend Howard and Mary Morrissey decided to do the white stone ceremony. I'd never been part of that before. But they explained to us that they would start with this one stone. It was small enough to fit in your hand. And so you place what you're wanting to focus on for renewal in that stone, and then you pass it to the next person behind you, because we were in line to be baptized and blessed. And some of you, I just want to inject this. You may have thought, well, I've never been to a Unity baptism. But guess what? Unity can do christening. We often do it with rose petals and things like that. We can do these spiritual practices, but every Unity church takes on their own. So since we weren't doing the baptism as much as you might see in some other traditions, but it was still a transformational experience. Let's just say that. So to go back to being there at the river, if you could imagine, the water was flowing, the trees were bending over the water. I mean, I just never seen any place like it in my entire life. Spectacularly, a group of white birds came over us and flew from left to right and right to left and back and forth, gently but so seemingly purposefully, all the while this baptism was going on. It was really surreal. Because there were a lot of us and it took time to do this, I found myself walking back up to a higher place at the amphitheater. And if you can picture this, like I'm looking at you today, I was separated from my group physically. Most of them were down at the river, and I had the chance to see this experience. For the first time in my life, I was gifted another dimension of sight. That's the only way I can explain it. I immediately felt a profound sense of unconditional love for every person in front of me. Not only that, but I could feel a golden light more powerful than anything physical I could touch. Rope is the only word I can use, but it was an unmistakable visual and sensual connection. And I felt that standing there at the amphitheater. I knew at that moment, for me, that was the experience that Mary Morrissey had guided me to. I didn't, you know, holler or make any exclamation about it. When something like that happens to you, at least for me, I just really wanted to process it. And I did. We continued our trip, and there were so many other things wonderful, but for me, that was really amazing. I went home and proceeded to wash dishes and, you know, take care of the dog or whatever you do when you get back to reality. No matter how profound an experience you have, you find that the moment the page turns, well, you're right back, you know, with the what do I do with that thing. So a few months later, we signed up for the Unity Annual Conference. It was in a city just outside of Kansas City, Missouri. So Giles took one workshop, my minister chose another, and I walked by a room where it said sacred healing, and I thought, well, everybody's interested in healing. I mean, that's really as much thought as I gave it. It wasn't like I felt divine guidance for that. I just went on a hunch that that was for me. They had planned to have about 50 people in the room, but there were about 85 people, and I was one for the standing room only at the back of the room. And Reverend Scott Sherman and his wife Heidi were demonstrating the unity practice of sacred healing. At the back of that room, standing on indoor-outdoor carpet and fluorescent lights over my head and no windows at all, no river, no birds, I felt the very same experience that I had at the Jordan River. It was absolutely profound and unmistakable. So what that told me is that is mine to do. So I made that connection, and afterwards I connected with Reverend Scott Sherman and invited him to come to Unity Nacogdoches, and not only to teach me, but by that time I had probably 6 or 8, maybe 8 volunteers that expressed interest. They wanted to learn the sacred healing practice of Unity, and we proceeded to do that for a great time. I still continue that practice today, but it's mostly quietly at home. I'm happy to share. It involves touch or near touch, but just like Myrtle Fillmore's prayers, it can be done for your loved ones across the country, across the ocean, or even for Judith as she's recovering. I just find that that was a connection that Unity gave me. You might be interested to know that one of the older original churches of Unity still exists on Tracy Street. And Reverend Jim, I don't know that you've ever been there, or Mo, if you had seen that church on Tracy Street. But this is the church that was next to the huge complex where Unity did in-house publishing and education as well. The publishing house was really large because the equipment was so big in that day, and Unity did all of their publishing in-house. But I had a chance to visit the church on Tracy Street. Reverend Greg Netler was there. He welcomed me and offered to show us around. As you walk up the big steps to get into the church, it's as though there's a landing place that's quite large, and before you go into the sanctuary. And there are 3 small prayer rooms on the left-hand side. It made me wonder whether they were referencing Myrtle's prayer closet, because you know it said that Myrtle put herself away, so to speak, and used the word closet, whether it was a quiet place or a literal closet, I don't know. But that space was there, and that practice was active there at that Unity Church, and I think that the Unity Sacred Healing that I was taught may have been an offshoot from that, as people chose to stop on their way after service. They would have prayer chaplains and do those prayers. In that very same building on the upper floor is where Myrtle Fillmore started our Silent Unity Prayer Ministry. The very first phone call that came in was on the 3rd floor of that building. The windows are still there. So if you can imagine yourself looking out these windows, I was able to go there and look at those windows and just imagine Myrtle Fillmore being there looking out those windows. What a sweet experience as we look for our connection and opportunity. One of the things that I've had the pleasure of doing here, I don't think most of you know about this, but this would just show you what a connection and opportunity is. One day I was at the local health food store here in Tyler, and a friend of mine who, to my knowledge, has never attended Unity, but she knows I do, and she knows something about what Unity's about. She said that there's someone she wanted me to call that she thought would be compatible with Unity, and would I do that? I didn't know the person or know anything what this was about. But Being the shy person that I am, I picked up the phone and called. Thankfully, I did that, and I just kind of engaged in some casual conversation, just like I might have one of you in here, I don't know. But to just engage and say that we're open, we're available, we're about prayer. Unity's wonderful, I love it, and hope you might try it. Can you imagine that she accepted my invitation to come? She's very well known and loved here, and her name is Sherry Schulte. Aww. So this is what networking does. This is how important our heart space is one-on-one as we reach out and network with loved ones in our community. One of the other things I think I would want to say is that my family looks to me to set the pace for these spiritual things. And in your family, whether they acknowledge it or not, I think they are looking. I look forward to continuing to read the daily word with my grandchildren and let them know that this is a way of outreach. I don't ask that they do exactly what I do or embrace exactly what I do, but I think the best demonstration I can do is to let them know that I'm confidently going to go in the direction of what Unity has taught me and that I'm going to continue my efforts to be a Unity student. One of the things for you to look forward to is our very own Patty Galloway is going to speak next Sunday. Patty has attended many spiritual education classes over the years. I don't know what she's going to speak to you about other than it will be grace, but what I do know is as you continue on your journey in Unity, you have the opportunity to attend classes here, but you also have opportunity to take our spiritual classes online through our Unity Worldwide Ministries. I heard that they have recently completely redone the software that is available to us to do online classes to make it easier for us. And here again, the classes may not be for every one of you, but there may be one of you here that is. So, audience response, how many of you know Elise Cowan? Have you ever met her or seen her speak? Elise Cowan? Yeah. And that's okay if some of our newer people don't. But Elise found Unity at this place and at this building. I believe that Reverend Sandra Benson was our minister at that time. And when I heard Elise tell her story of applying to Unity Village and how many challenges she had to overcome, she continued to feel supported by this community, and that's you, so that she ultimately was accepted into the ministerial program. If I'm not mistaken, she had to postpone it a year to complete some other classes or, you know, something like that. But what I want you to hear is that the seed of her ministry came from sitting in the seats that you're sitting in.
Amen.
Yeah. It did. So these things may not be yours to do today, but they may in the future as you grow and if you have a desire to continue your journey as a Unity student. I had thought about so many things to talk to you about. I know I'm just at this point wondering how deeply to get into another personal story with you. So I want to share with you something from Adelaide. She's in Sunday school with Miss Pat Parsons. And there's a prayer booklet, one of those booklets I mentioned, out there in the entryway. And it's about the prayer of protection. And I think you've heard it many times, but we certainly read it to Giles many times during his illness. And it was a source of great comfort for him. But Pat was going over a chapter of that with the children, and she was teaching Adelaide and the other children that God is in our breath, and God is all the way around us, within us, and without us. And so when I picked her up from school one day, she started explaining this to me. And I hadn't been in the lesson, right? I have to tell you, though, it was just delightful. This last week, a lot of my family in Denton, unfortunately, had been ill with the flu or something like that, and I spoke with our granddaughter, Carlotta, and I said, Carlotta, Gigi's going to do sacred healing for you tonight. So you see, within unity, I just suggest we have many opportunities to come forward and let people know that we will hold them in prayer, and I think there's great appreciation for that. Yeah, I do. Miss Jen, you had let me know that I was ending when the children come. I think what I'd like to do is something different, and that is to entertain if any of you have a question about anything I've said about Unity Village or any of my travels. I have had the blessing to reach Unity and be a presence all the way from Hawaii to Carnegie Hall in New York, as well as a home in Branson, Missouri. And I know many of you also have visited other campuses, but we have friends near and far, and we have a lot of opportunity. Yeah.
I would just clarify, I don't think you mentioned that Unity Village is at Lee's Summit, Missouri, which is a suburb of Kansas City, correct?
Okay, BJ, what I will say is that Unity Village is actually an incorporated city.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
And they have their own mayor, who happens to be Reverend Mark Fuss at the moment. Lee's Summit, the boundary of Lee's Summit from their airport, and really a very modern medical complex, is not far from the village at all. But Lee's Summit is the closest adjoining city, BJ.
And that first church you spoke of, is that Kansas City?
It is. So the Tracy Street Church is Kansas City. And yes, it is, BJ. In fact, some other good news I'll pass along is that Unity on the Plaza is one of the just joyous churches. And some of you may know that our very own Reverend Max was minister there for many, many years. His picture still hangs and probably always will in that space. And recently, they have completed a successful, very large fundraiser and are also enjoying a refurbishment that I'm sure will be great and serve a lot of people there. Yes, they do. There are a lot of churches in Kansas City, Unity churches, and I'm sure you can see the reason for that. I mean, the Silent Unity Ministry has just been there for so long as people have come and gone. Our conferences are usually, and I mean by this our worldwide conferences, are usually at the Village or in Overland Park. This year it's planned to be at Unity Village, which is exciting. People want to go to the campus, so they're renewing and refreshing things there to make that a little easier. Yeah, that's a good thing. But that was a good question. Where do you think the Daily Word is published now? Does anybody know that? Has you heard? So what happened is we have had technology changes over the years, and we went from the printing presses that really took large buildings of space to make all this happen. Unity did go through a few phases of upgrading their equipment, but we have since found out that it is more cost effective for us to have the Daily Word printed. It is printed in America. I don't know the exact city, but I know that at one time, one of our members on the board of directors of Unity Worldwide headquarters had the publishing company that did publish Unity. So I think we've got a pretty fair price on that, so we can outreach, because one of the things we do with the Daily Word is also to give free copies of the Daily Word. They're given to people in hospitals and in prisons and elsewhere. And here again, I'll take it back to your connection and what you're giving and what your participation does. I think it's just a really special opportunity. Yeah. Yes, David.
I'd like to say an experience about a country I really like. It's Costa Rica. And come to find out, I didn't know going in what was going on, but there's a Unity Church in Costa Rica, in the capital city, and a lot of retired Americans go in there. Mm-hmm. So this is spreading everywhere, you know, it's not confined in,
it's not
to any one area, and they do things a little differently like we do, but we're also, I think now, correct me on this, but between Dallas and Houston, we're the only Unity Church.
We are. If y'all heard David, so David was asking if we're still the only Unity Church, or at this time, the only Unity Church between Dallas and Houston. I think there may be study groups out there, which is all good and wonderful, but I think we are the only church right now in between Dallas and Houston. I would like to say, and I need to freshen my information on this, but 2 years ago at conference, Nigeria was a country that had the fastest growing Unity congregations. So I know I have limited my conversation today to mainly Unity Village and Tyler, because that's where most of my experience is. But yes, please know that across the world, other things are growing and just wonderful things are happening. And I just want to thank each one of you for your kindness to have me be your guest speaker today. Thank you.
Thank you, friends, for joining us in this exploration of Unity Connections with Mitzi Rusk. As we conclude our time together on this February 25th, 2024, may the message of unity and connection resonate within you, encouraging you to foster deeper relationships and a stronger community. For more spiritual resources and to stay connected with our community, please visit our website at tylerunitycenter.org. We invite you to engage with us further by visiting our Facebook page and subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. And if you're in the Tyler, Texas area, please feel free to join us at 14024 Highway 155 South for more uplifting gatherings. Copyright 2024 Tyler Unity Center. All rights reserved. May the spirit of unity and the joy of connections enrich your life and guide you in your spiritual journey.